USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr took heat from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Here's Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
You, in effect, exonerated or cleared the president.
No, I didn't exonerate. I said that we did not believe that there was sufficient evidence to establish an obstruction offense, which is the job of the Justice Department.
That was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barr was supposed to appear before the House on Thursday, but now he says he's not going. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
I can understand, given how dishonest he has been since March 24th at the latest, I can understand why he is afraid of facing more effective examination.
He says he won't issue a subpoena yet, but the committee is considering a contempt citation against Barr if the Justice Department doesn't provide them with the unredacted Mueller report soon. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A special drone is making history. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
We've seen them deliver Amazon orders and pizzas, but for the first time anywhere in the world, a drone has delivered a donated organ for a waiting recipient. The successful test flight was only 3 miles, but it was what a team at the University of Maryland calls a critical step in the efforts to speed up delivery of donated organs. The head of the team was reportedly pursuing the project because he's been frustrated so many times over organs taking too long getting to patients. He says the recent flight by the drone is proof concept that this broken system can be innovated. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A judge in London is sentencing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to 50 weeks in prison. It's for skipping bail 7 years ago when he fled to the Ecuadorian embassy to escape extradition to the United States. He has an extradition hearing on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
So far, the weather this year has been more than erratic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg gives us a look at the future.
As the calendar turns from April to May, many folks are wondering what sort of weather we can expect for the next month. Well, I had a chance to chat with AccuWeather's Joel Lundberg.
Kind of looks as if the Northwest is going to be on the warm and dry side of the ledger, and it looks like most of the nation from the Mississippi Valley on east will also be somewhat warmer than normal. Not necessarily excessively hot, but just on the warm side of normal. The place that looks to be coolest will be from the western plains into the central and southern Rockies in the southwest, where temperatures could average 2 to maybe 3 degrees below normal for the month of May. As we look at precipitation across the country, we're expecting this wet weather pattern that we've been seeing across the southern plains to persist into the month of May, and probably along the western Gulf Coast, maybe into Florida, and also above normal precipitation across the central and southern Rockies. By contrast, there may be some good news. Those areas that have been very beleaguered with a lot of wet weather across the Midwest and Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic states should gradually see a downturn of precipitation and maybe actually have a period of dry weather mid to late month.
New York City now has a road named Sesame Street. It's to honor the iconic public TV show's 50th anniversary. Mayor Bill de Blasio, along with Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, and the whole cast were on hand on the Upper West Side where they renamed 63rd Avenue to Sesame Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.